Welcome to today's Hire Every Day of Monday, the 15th of December 2025. Today's topic is Moses' Selfless Mediation. Our text today is taken from Exodus chapter 32 verses 9 to 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and, behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power, and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak, and say, For mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidst unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it for ever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And Moses turned, and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. Verse 16, and the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tables. Our memory verse is taken from Exodus chapter 32 verse 12. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak, and say, For mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people. Israel's journey through the wilderness after their miraculous deliverance from Egyptian bondage was characterized by inconsistencies, murmurings, and the threat to return to Egypt. After crossing the Red Sea, they sang and praised God, yet their hearts never left Egypt. Little wonder then that in the absence of Moses, they demanded molten images as their gods and decided to return to Egypt. They cared not about God's commandments and had no feeling for the fate of Moses. They were indeed fed up with the divine-human partnership. Their terrible backsliding displeased God, who decided to wipe them out and start a nation with Moses. Moses, however, would not have that. He prayed and interceded to avert the judgment of God upon the people. He reminded God of his covenant with their forebears and the consequence of the action on the Lord's reputation among the heathen nations. Moses' example is worth emulating. Our nation, communities, and churches need selfless mediators and intercessors. Our prayer meetings as youth should center more on matters of eternal value than on temporal things. Quote for the day, they cared not about God's commandments. The challenge for today is, be a selfless intercessor like Moses. Prayer, Lord, give me the grace to pray for others. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher every day, visit us at www.higheroveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.